Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. And as I return into the podcast studio, thank you so much for downloading this one. Earlier on today, I talked about Scottish hate crime nonsense that's been rolled out from yesterday. I'm going to now extend this into a much more broader British perspective. Hopefully, you'll find that interesting. And as always, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for the support. Link below to their website. Go and check it out. If you need help, Sarah provides a brilliant service, so do that, please, if you need it. And let's get on to the topic of the whole business of these hate crime laws. You see, although Scotland's been the first part of the UK to bring them in, the legislation is on the books here in Northern Ireland. They intend to absolutely copy everything that Scotland's done. And once Labour get into power, they will then bring it in for England and Wales. So this is what I think we have to consider. We actually face the prospect of a UK-wide hate crime. And these hate crime laws are going to be used they're going to be applied arbitrarily. Let's put it like that. The UK has extremely draconian harassment and stalking laws, which were brought in the pretext of protecting ordinary people. Those laws were always a Trojan horse designed to demonize dissent and protect the political class. You just have to look at some of the abuse some people get on, for example, social media. Our good friend, Dr. David Cartland, who's been on with me, as you know, several times, if you look at the amount of harassment this guy gets on social media, it's off the scale. It's absolutely grotesque. And what does Dave does? He reports it. And what happens? Nothing happens. Nothing happens. And there's a reason nothing happened. They don't want anything to happen. The whole point about it is that this legislation is not designed, to provide a cover for everybody. No, far from it. Another good example was, do you remember the guy that approached Matt Hancock on the Westminster Underground? I think his name was Giza Turjani. He was found to have harassed Matt Hancock on two occasions. And if you watch the video of what he did, he just went up and he asked him some tough questions. That's apparently harassment. So it's clear, I think, to any reasonable-minded person that these harassment and stalking laws are being used arbitrarily. And that's how the Scottish hate crime law are going to work. That's why the definitions are left deliberately vague. They're deliberately vague because then that means they can be applied arbitrarily. One judge can interpret them this way. Another judge could interpret them a different way. The one thing you probably need to be aware of is if you are in the club, you're going to be okay, most likely. If you're not in the club, well, it's not going to end too well for you because you can expect a police officer to pin something on you. And these vague definitions, which they've specifically drafted in to be vague, they are entirely Kafkaesque. It is entirely all about arbitrary application of law, which blows apart everything we've ever had. The whole point about the law is it's supposed to be consistent and it's supposed to be applied equally to all of us, high on the land, low on the land, and everywhere in between. That's what it's supposed to do. But this is changing it now. This means that the law will work for some people and the law will not work for other people. The people it will work for will be the sycophants, will be the monsters in many cases in charge of things. They will be protected. They are inside the circle. But you, and most definitely me, we're not. So we're the people that these laws are going to be coming for. And that's why, I've talked about this for several, not just with regard to Scotland, because it does bother me that I know we're going to have the same thing in Northern Ireland in most likely 2026. It's going to take them 2 years to get at the statute, maybe a year before that. And then when Stormer gets in, the England and Wales will then follow. And that means that the whole of the UK will essentially be in a straitjacket which attacks free speech. But it's going to be a legal straitjacket. And it's going to be put there because we're trying to protect people from hate. Define hate. Ah, well, that's more tricky, isn't it? But I mean, we know hate when we see it, do we? I think this legislation is hateful. Can I report the people who drafted this legislation? Can I report the people who are implementing this legislation? Because I think it's hateful. How's that, David? Well, under my definition of hate. Well, what's your definition of hate, David? Well, and my definition of hate is very simple. Anything which seeks to subvert free speech is by definition hateful. But that's not what these people mean. Oh, no. They mean something entirely different. But it's much more broad than just, you know, saying hurty things on social media. It's more broad than that. It's about dissent in any form. That's what they seek to crush. And they want to use the law to crush it. The law, and the only way they can do that is they're going to absolutely warp the law of the land out of all recognition and then go about then this new vague application of law, which will mean that some people end up potentially behind bars. And I see, you know, people saying stuff on social media. I see a lot of stuff being said. And at the moment, those people can, you know, can say that in a very short order. They won't be able to say that because our free speech is not protected here in the UK, unlike in the US, for example. And we're going to find ourselves in terrible, terrible straits in the next few years, whereby simply saying certain things or believing certain things, you could find yourself in huge trouble. For example, believing in the Bible may become something that, because if you believe the Bible, then you believe, for example, there are two genders. God created man and woman. There was no other genders created. But by saying that, for example, just as a one-off, in England, Scotland, Wales, or Northern Ireland, in a couple of years' time, that could be seen to be hate crime, and you could be seen to be, in breach of legislation, which could then mean the police come to your door. It mightn't mean that you get arrested, but it means that there's something goes down on your record. You could have a conviction that could affect your career, that could impact your whole future of not just you, but your family as well. And that's how they want to do this. They want to use this arbitrarily defined hate crime to basically silence all dissent. And that's why, my friends, we have all the greater reason that we speak up against it.